This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best. 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget. And Capacity Productions, the number one source in online promotions. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best. Spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at CapacityProductions.net. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Xander Demas and his latest release, Guitarcadia. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company. Please stand by.
Queen, prettiest boy I've ever seen. See him shake on the movie screen. Jimmy Dean.
Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for Axeman Xander Demas and his latest release, Guitarcadia. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Xander Demas regarding the new release, and you're going to hear that interview in just a few minutes. From his album, Guitarcadia, here is Xander Demas with Under a Darkened Sky.
Sentinels on high, moonlight guides the trail we make.
From the album Guitarcadia, that was Xander Demas with Under a Darkened Sky. Check him out at his official website, www.xanderdemas.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Xander regarding his album, and here's how the interview went.
And this album of yours, it's been out since 2012, and you know, and the music's fantastic. Now that it's been out for as long as it has been, and people have had a chance to listen, what are your thoughts about the finished work?
In all honesty, I think, you know, there was a couple things I would have liked to have done different, and I have something working right now with, you know, a remix of the album. Now, I don't want to go all George Lucas on it, you know, go back and, you know, redo everything over again, but there has been some talk about a re-release under a major label. Now, I can't give out too many details yet.
Okay.
But if we do, you know, if it does happen, then there are going to be some things that are changed. For the most part, it got some decent reviews, favorable, you know. I mean, I think a lot of people said, oh, it's one of those guitar shredder kind of guys or something like that. But when they went and listened to it, you know, they realized that there was actually songs in there, like a couple vocal tunes, songs that you can kind of, you know, you can listen to and connect with, and it's not just a bunch of finger exercises, you know.
Right. And when you listen to a lot of active rock radio stations these days, it almost seems like, you know, the guitar playing is so understated now, whereas at one time it seems that, you know, the guitar was almost central to the music.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's just a sign of the times. I mean, it's just a change that's kind of unavoidable. I mean, music has become more electronic.
Right.
Over the past few years. I still think that because of social media and because of the expansion of the web over the past, you know, 10 to 15 years, I think it's, you know, safe to say that there, you know, we have the immediate satisfaction generation, as you know.
Right.
And they say, hey, look, if I want to listen to Dragon Force, I'm going to go listen to Dragon Force. I'm not going to be, you know, tied to the radio, because, you know, 30 years ago, you barely had MTV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everybody had it back then. I mean, but like 35 years ago, I mean, all you had was radio. You know, so the amount of music that was consumed by the masses, you know, was if you dare to say, controlled easier. I mean, now it's everywhere. So there's more bands. There's more music. There's more to take in. It's kind of overwhelming, actually, but. Getting back on point, sorry, I kind of went off there.
No, you did. You were right on, actually, but go ahead.
But with guitar being understated, I think it's understated more in popular music and radio music, like you said. I would love to see a comeback to it, because, we, you know, in theory, we've had a comeback to, you know, the welcoming of, you know, rock and metal, not ever being mainstream again, but being, you know, something that just won't go away. You know, so I think that it would be cool if something would come along. Like, Orianti did that with, According to Him, that one song that she had out, and she got very popular because she's, you know, a pretty guitar player that was with Michael Jackson, and, you know, and she has a great voice, and she can really play, too. But, I mean, I think the thing is that she absolutely, you know, she said, well, I know this is a pop song, but damn it, I'm putting a guitar solo in, and the guitar solo is pretty cool, so it kind of reminds you that, those players do exist.
Right. And talk about how music got started for you. How did all of this get going? You know, the guitar and everything and taking it from there, you know?
Basically, it was, in the late 70s, early 80s, I knew I wanted to be a musician. Started out on drums, but I wasn't terribly good at them. And, I think it was more because of MTV, I think, seeing the visual aspect of, you know, watching people play guitar, you know, doing really cool things with it, is what did it. Like, you know, guys like Brad Gillis and watching Eddie Van Halen and, Neil Sean from Journey and those guys. You know, so like the big stadium rock, AOR rock guys were the ones that really did it for me. That's started it all.
Yeah, other than YouTube, you know, we really don't have a lot of visual accompaniment going with the music anymore, you know?
Right.
So you're right. Maybe that's another unfortunate sign of the time. I don't know. Just my opinion. But
well, you know what? Honestly, nobody bitched about it more than I did. Really.
Oh, I see.
And here was the. I read an article recently that actually makes sense as to why MTV doesn't play music videos anymore. Now, it could be a cop out. You know, it could very well be an excuse. But what they were saying was, you know, simply that because of YouTube and because of the immediate satisfaction, people don't have to wait. I mean, you know, we used to wait with anticipation when one of the DJs used to come on and say, you know, coming up this hour, Billy Idol or something like that, you know, and
right.
Basically hung out until you could see the Billy Idol video. And that now people are like, yeah, I'm not waiting, sorry.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
They'll watch it on YouTube on their high-def monitor, right?
Right.
It's understandable now. I mean, they have a viable excuse. For a while, they didn't have any excuse because they were, you know, they should have just kept the formula, but they figured change was better, which, in my opinion, it wasn't. Sorry.
But after picking up the guitar, at what point did, you know, composing and all that stuff come into play? Was that immediate, or was that something you had to work your way into?
I had to work my way into it. I mean, I think when I first picked up a guitar, I just wanted to, play rock and metal and everything like that. I wasn't closed-minded in what I listened to, but I was kind of closed-minded in what I played. I was a little bit more, I was much more rock-oriented. And the idea of, like, a lot of writing really didn't, you know, hit me until probably, like, the late 80s.
I see. And explain the song, the process for you of, you know, hearing something in your head and then turning that into something that someone like me is going to hear over the speakers.
Well, what I usually do is, I mean, I do what a lot of guitar players do, and a lot of things just kind of come to you by noodling and playing around and I think... Some people will tend to try to, like, make a vocal line with a guitar. Like I'll do that. Like, the way, you know, if you listen to a Joe Satriani song, you could put lyrics, you know, to a lot of his melodies. Because his melodies are, like, you know, real melodic and pretty sounding and all that. And I kind of like to follow that formula. So when it comes down to writing, you know, songs, I mean, sometimes it's you know, sometimes I feel like I need to play something, you know, kind of heavy or technical or something like that. And then I like to, you know, I like a balance. You know, I don't just go all in your face and stuff. So I think when I'm writing, I usually tend to write instrumental guitar like a vocalist. But if I'm writing a vocal tune, then I usually just try to come up with some catchy riffs and, you know, chord progressions. So it's a balance. I mean, it's kind of a weird place to be because there's a lot of guitar players out there that don't dabble with the instrumental stuff, so they wouldn't know that side of it.
Check out Xander at his official website, www.xanderdemus.com. From the album Guitarcadia, here is Xander Demus once again with Dancing Through Daggers.
You won't like what you see.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to announce the rockwired.com Artist of the Month, Hot Mess Loves You, and their EP, Waiting to Burn. Putting relationships under the microscope is nothing new in pop music, but Hot Mess Loves You makes it sound groundbreaking, with a collection of songs that speak to matters of the heart, such as Don't Stop, Love Me Enough, and the lead single, Lonely With Me. Waiting to Burn, the new EP from Hot Mess Loves You, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out the band at their official website, hotmesslovesyou.com. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com.
Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate. Fearless. Innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Axeman Xander Demas and his latest release, Guitarcadia. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Xander regarding the album, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And from the album, what songs off of it resonate for you the most, and why?
Off of my album?
Yeah.
I'd say every one of them has a kind of a special place, but I think that some of them I wrote so long ago. So, like, the song Metagalactic, I mean, I wrote that in the 80s, you know, and that almost the song, almost exactly the way you hear it, I wrote so long ago. So, when I hear it, it's so cool to me, you know? And, you know, when I hear it, because I remember what it was like before it was ever recorded. And, and I think that another one that is, another one that is, you know, probably resonant with me is Right Angles, because that song was actually written before, right around the time I started writing or putting stuff together for the album. Under Dark and Skies had a special place because it's the only vocal tune, and it was, you know, it was the thing I wanted to do to, you know, to just show people that I wasn't just doing instrumental stuff. You know, and then, you know, like some of the other tunes, like Guitarcadia, that was written specifically for the album, too. So, there's a little bit of everything. I mean, I think the ones I mentioned, though, are, you know, kind of special because we play those currently with the, you know, XDB, the San Dimas band. And so, a lot of that, you know, when they have, like, a different feel and a different attitude about them when, you know, playing with a group of guys that I have right now. So, it's kind of cool.
And how are live shows going at the moment?
Going pretty well. We're playing in New Jersey on Saturday, and then I'll be out at the NAMM show next week. I'm playing the NAMM Metal Jam, and I'm an alternate guitar player for this Randy Rich tribute thing. I'm not really sure I'll be on that, though. And then after that, I'm not going to be playing in any booths this year, I don't think, but I will be heading up to Chicago on February 15th to play with Kevin Chalfont, who was Journey's replacement singer for a while.
Okay.
Live shows with us are kind of like pretty fluid. We don't have them booked years and, you know, like a year or so in advance. A lot of things happen like almost month by month with us.
And talk about going from, you know, doing your own stuff to, like, you know, to playing with other people's music and sharing a stage with them. I mean, is it challenging or is it just, you know, no big deal?
No, it's no big deal either way. I really enjoy, you know, obviously playing my own stuff because I want people to hear what me and what my, whether it's just myself or what me and the other guys in the band have, you know, put together.
And go ahead.
And I mean, as far as like playing, like, you know, in a tribute band or cover bands, I mean, that's fun to do too, but I would never want that to be my the priority, you know, over the original stuff at this point. I did that for too long, so I mean, I'm kind of biased right now.
And right now I'm so jealous of you because I used to live just up the street from where they hold the NAMM conference, and, you know, and I haven't been able to go in years, so, you know,
oh, wow.
That's going to be fun. It always was.
it'll be fun this year. I mean, I usually every year they just kind of keep getting better. And, I'd like to get to a point where I'm actually playing, you know, almost every day when I'm out there instead of just, you know, like a couple times. You know, I've been a demo guy for, you know, a few different companies, ISP and Madison Amp. You know, some of these companies that, you know, I've worked with and endorsed their gear and stuff. And it was always, you know, a good time because you get to actually, you know, kind of put on your sales hat to this company. But, you know, at the same time, you know, at least you get to sit there and play. And usually by day four, my fingers are pretty loose and I'm doing stuff like I probably couldn't do if, you know, if I picked up a guitar right now because I haven't played in a couple of weeks. So I gotta actually play tonight and tomorrow. And, you know, clear my schedule just so I can play.
Well, with your own music, you know, what would you like people to come away with after they've heard it?
I would just like them to basically acknowledge that it's the type of music that is it's not typical guitar instrumental stuff. It's not just somebody playing over a drum machine or something like that. I mean, there are songs and compositions in there, and I'd like people to just say, you know, I've listened to all these shredders and stuff like that, but, you know, Xander's got a different flavor. I mean, that's more important to me. I mean, you know, if everybody can, you know, wank around on the guitar, and, you know, once you get to a certain point, you can just kind of teach yourself, like, all the licks and tricks in the world, but writing a song is the most important. I would hope that, so I would, with that said, I would hope that people would just, you know, take away from it that I could actually write a song instead of just blanking.
Check out Xander at his official website, www.xanderdemus.com. From the album Guitarcadia, here is Xander Demus once more with White Knuckle Driving. that's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Xander Demas for his time and his music, and to Michael Stover of MTS Management. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.